everybody. Time for another Me Time Gamer podcast. How's it going, timekeepers? Welcome to episode 17 of the Me Time Gamer podcast. How's it going today, everybody? How's your morning, evening, afternoon, night, wherever, whenever you're listening to this? Hopefully it's going well. I'm going fantastic as usual. Jonathan here, and with another podcast, like I said last podcast, it's always so awkward starting the podcast when you're doing it alone. I never know what to say. So we got a packed show today. There's a lot of news in the last week since the last podcast. There was a lot of things happened in the last week. So first thing, before I start off, if you want to follow, if you want to help out the podcast, of course, you can subscribe to the podcast everywhere. Me Time Gamer Podcast, using going to iTunes or Google Play or even TuneIn, and also everybody else where the feed was put on by other people and stuff like that. So the stream's pretty much everywhere. If you're watching this in the video format, of course, you can go definitely check that out. And of course, if you want to watch the video where it's accompanied by some of the trailers I talk about, or accompanying gameplay, or that week's thumbnail, you'll see it in the video at youtube.com/MeTimeGamer. And of course, you can follow me everywhere, social media, at MeTimeGamer, Twitter, Twitch, Facebook, Instagram also. So for the start of the week, so a bit of a run through of the show, we're going to start off by talking what I played in the last week since we last talked, or I talked the last stream. And also we'll be going on to the news of the last week, and then we'll finish off with a kickstarting it, of course. I found one that was interesting to me and will probably be interesting to you, because there's still a lot of time left to back the game so far. And then we'll, of course, conclude the podcast with the usual rigmarole of finishing podcasts. So without further ado, let's just start and get right in. So what did I play in the last week? So I played a lot of small games again. That's one thing I like playing for the YouTube channel itself. It's a lot of small little games. I played a game called Juice of God's Future. Something like that. That's a small little game that took me about 10 minutes to play. It's a fun like retrospective on choosing your people for your society, how you want your society to evolve. It's a bit weird. It's very, I don't know if socially engaging would be the proper term for it. But definitely go check out the video on YouTube. Would definitely appreciate if you do that. It was a fun little game to play. You guys can definitely check that out in the video description. In the description of that video, you should find the link if you want to try the game out for yourself. That was one of the games I played. I also played Finish Watch Dogs. That was last 2 weeks ago. I finally finished Outlast 2. Man, that was a hell of an ending of a game. I really enjoyed that ending. I just blazed through the ending of that of the last episode there. I played for an hour and 40 minutes to get through it there. So yeah, I had to cut the recording there. Sorry, I had to go check on my daughter there. So yeah, I was playing Outlast. It's very enjoyable. I really enjoyed the game. The ending was a bit, would I say, predictable? Maybe a bit. I found that the game was resembled a lot of the first game. Not as story wise, but it had the same atmosphere to the game, which was still very enjoyable. The mechanics felt a lot tighter than the first one for sure. And definitely go check out the game, the playthrough I played. I would really enjoy that. And you can definitely try the game out if you like horror games. It's definitely one to definitely check out. Some of you guys like playing horror games during Halloween, probably a good one to pick up for. Did I pay $40 for it when I paid for it? Yeah. So yeah, there was a couple little, I started playing in the last week. I also started playing Far Cry Primal. Actually, 2-3 days ago, I started playing that on the stream. And by the time, there's already the first video out on YouTube if you guys want to check out the first part of the playthrough over there. It's a very fun game, actually. I'm really enjoying the mechanics of it. Like, it takes what Far Cry is good for and just adds many more other things, many awesome more things. A couple awesome things on it that really improved the game very, very gracefully. And really enjoyed it. So I think that's all I played for this week. A lot of other small little game you can go check out on YouTube there. They're all there from the past week or so since the last podcast that I recorded. And from there on, we'll move on to the news. All right, so our first article of news comes from Ubisoft. Again, Ubisoft, a lot in the news this week, or the last week. For the one we're going to start off is with South Park, The Fractured Butthole. Actually, they finally announced a release date for it, which is October 17th of this year. Now, hopefully they'll stick to that date because, who knows, they've been working on it for a while. And hopefully they'll be able to come out with it. So the Ubisoft blog goes as follows. It says, Ubisoft and South Park Digital Studio announced that South Park, The Fractured Butthole will be available at partners across North America and Europe, Middle East, Asia, and all that. On October 17, 2017, from the creators of South Park, Trey Parker and Matt Stone, developed by Ubisoft San Francisco, The Fractured Butthole is an outrageous sequel to the 2014 award-winning title, South Park, The Stick of Truth, which is a game I wish I had time to play. I actually have it on Steam, I just didn't have time to play it yet. And the article continues, it will be released on Xbox One, PS4, Computer Entertainment System, and Windows PC. And then the article explains the game a bit. I'll let you guys go figure what the game is about. Yeah, so South Park, if I remember, when the Stick of Truth came out, it got a very good vibe out of it. A lot of people enjoyed that game a lot when they played that game. It had a lot of outpour of affection, I guess we can say. It was I didn't watch any gameplay of it, but a lot of people played it. And the general consensus was that the game was really awesome. Was it turn-based? I don't remember. I don't remember exactly some of the gameplay. But so that's the good little news for some people that enjoy the South Park game. I guess now it's a series now. They'll probably make more of that with the input of Trey Parker and Matt Stone. Apparently they're very involved in making the game itself. So that's always good to hear. So the next little piece of news I got for you guys today is the long-awaited sequel to Destiny, Destiny 2, has finally been announced last week at a big event they did in New York or LA. I don't remember exactly the details. So on the DestinyTheGame.com website, they have a little splurger for their Destiny game that says the Journey of Destiny 2. You're one of humanity's last remaining guardians. Your home, your power have been taken from you by the brutal invader Gaul. With humanity on the brink, it is up to you to fight back and reclaim the world. So it has a lot of feel of the preview. It looks a lot like Destiny 1, of course. But hopefully right now I'm playing the gameplay reveal trailer you will be seeing on the video at youtube.com/MeTimeGamer. And watching the trailer was very interesting because they did show like the three main sort of, I don't remember. I played Destiny for a month when I got it at launch and I didn't play after it. So I don't, some of the terms are I completely forgot them. And so the three big bosses of the three different types of guardians, you can have the Hunter, the Titans, and the Warlock. They are like in the trailer itself, if you're not watching the video format, and they're sort of the last stand in the tower in Destiny there, and the Warlock is trying to protect everybody from the remaining people from dying from the main attack there. So the trailer does hype up the game really good, and the game is coming out if I saw correctly somewhere on September 8th. Let me try to find it here. I think it is. I can't find it anywhere here. But yeah, you can pre-order it on the website. On the website itself, you can go to the game portion, and they got like another thing. Game modes. Destiny 2 provides an unprecedented combination of cinematic storytelling, thrilling solo adventures, and cooperative, competitive, and public gameplay, all seamlessly woven into an expansive online world. Rally your friends and venture alone. The choice is yours. And then they have They have all that, then they have the pictures of the different guardians and then the different armor. Pretty much what you saw. Honestly, the way I enjoyed Destiny the first time I played the original game, honestly, this looks a lot like more Destiny, which people and I'm pretty sure will appreciate. We have to see when it comes out how it looks and how it feels. I know at the Destiny event they were allowed to play some of the game at the event. Since it's coming out soon, I would assume they would have some game ready to play there. Yeah, for sure. So so that's pretty much. If you guys are into Destiny, you guys are probably already following the Destiny thing. You probably already know about this. For me, like I was saying, personally for me, it seems a lot of the same. I enjoyed Destiny like when I back when first Destiny came out, I reviewed the game. And I personally gave it an 8 when a lot of people were giving it shit for not having a good story and stuff like that. So hopefully this time around they'll be able to give a very good story to the game without having to rely on grimoire cards like last time, which were a fine addition. It's just it sucked that if you wanted to know more, you had to go in the application or out of game, or I don't remember exactly where it was, to try to find more story into the game itself, and they sort of just skipped over this campaign mission. It was a bit sad there. Funny thing too is, I don't know what happened with Destiny, but I don't know if you guys remember, but a month back or so, EB Games or GameStop had a thing where you can bring your games back for $10, minimum $10, they'll give you that. And when I brought back Destiny, they were like, no, we don't need Destiny. And this is a small store I go to usually. It's a small store in my town. And there's like, I already have the small shop. It was like, the guy looked at me, he's like, I can't take this game. I already have 60 copies of first edition. I don't know what to do with them anymore. Nobody's buying them because you have all the expansion, the Taken Kings and all that came out, and nobody's buying the original game, of course. So I was like, yeah, that makes sense. I won't add another one to your stack of burning useless games in the back there. So that was the funny thing about the first game. Hopefully this game will have a lot more into it. What I can see from Destiny 1, the community managers there, the people that took care of the game, really listened to the people with updating the game a lot and gave what the players want in the game. And hopefully this is more of the same. Like I was saying, it looks a lot the same, but there'll be more. Hopefully it's not just a revamped of the places you already seen before and the multiplayer maps you already seen before and stuff like that. Hopefully it does improve on what it's already there, which it should if you're releasing a second title. You're hoping. They've been working on this for 2-3 years now, if I remember correctly. So yeah, that's it for Destiny. If you guys want to check that out, you're probably looking at the trailer if you're looking at the game mode, or you just go to destinythegame.com and you can have all the rest of the info they released there for the game itself. On to the next article, which is the only one sad piece of news I had for the game. It did quite caught me by surprise, and I was a bit upset about it. But I guess it's for the better. It is on the rockstargames.com newswire. They say Red Dead Redemption 2 is now coming spring 2018, which is really sad because I talk about that game so often. I was like, oh man, I can't wait this game come out. This game is going to be so fucking awesome when it comes out. It's going to be so cool. And of course, right now, if you're watching the YouTube video, you're going to be seeing some of the screenshots they released. It was like, oh, the game's not releasing in fall, but here's a couple of screenshots, which is nice of them. I wish they would have released maybe a little bit more of a trailer, but hey, if waiting a bit more is going to make the game that much better, that so be it. It's going to be a lot better. So the article itself goes as follows. Red Dead Redemption 2 is now set to launch spring 2018 on PlayStation 4 and Xbox One. Now, I know a lot of people out there are like a bit pissed off because they didn't announce the PC version yet, which if you know Rockstar, that's how they do it every time. PC is always the last thing they do, which is weird because right now GTA 5 is one of the biggest game on PC right now, which is oddly enough, it's not because of the game itself, it's because of the online RP servers going on, which is, if I had a better PC, I would probably be on that. That would be so awesome to play live stream and all that, where people are creating characters, and then you sort of like when you I don't know, in the past I talked of, or some of the past videos I've made about Arma 3 RP or like Arma 3 Life or whatever. This is basically the same thing. So you can be caught, you can become a cop, a robber, ambulance worker, and all those things. You can create your own persona, go to jail, and all that stuff. So it's basically the same thing as Arma 3 put on the GTA 5, which is pretty cool. And like, it looks a lot better. I've seen people stream it. It seems very cool to play. Like, there's a storytelling behind it. I've been fascinating for the last year or so about like, role-playing games like Arma 3 and GTA 5, how you can create a new story from a base game on private servers and stuff like that, because most of the time on those servers you have to apply to become a citizen, air quotes there, a citizen of the town to be allowed to play on the server, and you have to follow certain rules. I don't know if you guys want to know more about it, you can probably find it on different RP servers for Arma 3 and GTA 5 there. Like, you can't just jump into one server because they try to eliminate like trolling and people that don't understand the rules and stuff like that. And yeah, so the article continues as follow. The Outlaw Epic The Outlaw epic set across the vast and unforgiving American heartland will be the first Rockstar game to create it from the ground up for the latest generation of console hardware, and some extra time is necessary to ensure that we can deliver the best experience possible for our fans. We are very sorry for any disappointed this delay causes, but we are firm believers in delivering game only when it is ready. We are really excited to bring you more detail about the game this summer. In the meantime, please enjoy this selection, a new screenshot from the Red Dead Redemption, from the world of Red Dead Redemption 2. So looking at these screenshots, I'm hoping these are not like CG trailers, CG screenshots. They do look like actual screenshots from the game itself. So then, but they look extremely nice. It looks like a very well improved Red Dead Redemption. We see some of the guns. We see some of the towns. It's one of those things that I really can't wait to try out next year, I guess. And I guess we're gonna have to wait a bit longer, unfortunately. Like I said, it was very, very. It sucked a lot. One thing I saw today concerning Red Dead Redemption 2, because they got a lot of they didn't get a lot of shit. It's more how to explain it. A lot of people were saying, well, how is this gonna finance, or how releasing it in the summer will impact the sales of the game. And I think it's the CEO from ZeniMax, which is the owner of Take-Two Interactive, if I remember correctly. I don't remember exactly, but he was saying like games like this from Rockstar Game, it doesn't matter when we release the game, the game will sell, you like it or not. It doesn't matter the period of the year that we release it, which is a bold statement, but it's true. I mean, like, when we see the last Red Dead was released in March, if I remember when it was released, and GTA was released in October, if I remember. Yeah, so they can release their game anytime they want, and they'll get a shit ton of people. Like, the games are unbelievable. Rockstar has made consistently awesome and like 10 out of 10 games for a long time. Even I think the only games that didn't like got like a breakout success were like Beaterator, I don't think. And even that, I might be wrong. It might have been a fucking awesome game, and they did tabletop tennis game or something like that. I know even like one game they haven't talked about in a while. Just give me a second. I just have to take a phone call. I'll be right back. All right, I'm back from the phone call. So yeah, we're talking about Red Dead Redemption 2 being delayed. Yeah, I think I pretty much said everything I needed to say about it. It sucks that the game is delayed. I guess we're going to have to contend ourselves with other games that are coming out this year. But talking about probable other games coming out this year, our next article news talks about Far Cry 5. Now, this game, they started talking about it last week, and this Friday coming up, they're going to be revealing gameplay the game itself. And I'm assuming, since they seem to be like already they're probably going to be storing gameplay and stuff like that, and really starting to ramp up the hype for it. Probably going to be releasing it this year, I'm hoping. That would be a good replacement for Red Dead, I guess, for now. But I'm really liking, on the Ubisoft blog, there's their article, Far Cry 5, Welcome to Hope County. So the game's taking place in Hope County, fictional county of Hope, in Montana. So, which is weird, because usually Far Cry's take place in foresty type areas with rebel factions and stuff like that. But let me read the article here. So the first line of the article says, we have a lot more to say about Far Cry 5 this Friday, May 26th at 6 a.m. PDT a.m. So that is 9 a.m. Eastern time if you guys are listening on Eastern. But to whet your appetite, and because we're terrible tees, here's a few brief postcards from Montana's beautiful Hope County, pulled together in a single teaser video. Hopefully, I'll be showing that on the YouTube version of this video, or you can find it. And then there's also a new piece of art that has also been released. I'll be probably showing that too, because this reveals a lot from what the game will be. So for the latest case, so there's not a lot of news per se. Sorry about that. But looking at that piece of art, which is probably going to be a lot of people are. Somewhere I read that's probably going to be the cover art for the game, which would make sense. It seems a lot, you know, when it looks a lot like a sort of a religious cult type of thing going on. So you have this man here which looks like a preacher because he's got a goblet of wine, I'm assuming, with a piece of bread, and he has probably a Bible on top of an American flag. And then on the right he has weapons, and then he has on the left in front of the table he has a man tied up, not looking at the camera but at the other way, and on his back it's written sinner on the back. And then you have men, you have four men sitting at the table that dressed, that have dog tags and dressed in the same attire, which are like sort of a grayish flannel, I guess sweater or something like that. And then there's a lady, and then I'm assuming on his left is like his right hand man. And then in the background you have a church, of course, with a flag, I guess his cult's flag, with the American flag. And the American flag that he's sitting in, that's on the table in front of him, is actually like the cross of his, all the state stars are replaced by his sort of cult's logo on it. So that's pretty cool. And then there's a wolf, and then there's in the background there's like, I'm assuming, like a farm of some kind on fire. So what I'm enjoying about this game is one type of games I enjoy is, I don't know why, what I have is like crazy religious cults like in the middle of buttfuck nowhere, basically like Outlast 2, where it was taken to an extreme. This, I'm assuming, it's the same thing, where they control a large part of land, and he's in control. It's his own piece of America that nobody's aware of, and you have to, I guess, I'm assuming maybe you're going to have to free it of some kind. We're going to see more in a couple days from when I'm recording this, but it does seem like we're going to be dealing with religious case, which I'm all for. Those are so cool storylines where some guy's always preaching, trying to make it God, the will of God or stuff like that. And yeah, that's going to be the art style. I'm just looking at it while I'm talking. I'm just trying to describe it as best as I can. And it looks really awesome, I have to say. It's really giving me the appetite for this game. And hopefully it's going to be releasing this year, so something to fill the void of Red Dead, hopefully. And we're going to see more on Friday for sure. So definitely tune in to wherever Ubisoft will release that. I guess on Twitch and and on the blog and on YouTube and all those points. And yeah, so definitely check. Hopefully you guys are seeing the trailer right now on the YouTube, if you're watching the YouTube version, and the artwork at the same time. I'll probably use that artwork as the thumbnail at the same time, because it's a nice looking fucking poster art. So yeah, we'll go from there. So that is it for the news, guys. So we will be moving on to kickstarting it. All right, this week kickstarting it. If you don't know it's the first time listening to podcast, kickstarting it basically is where I go into Indiegogo, Kickstarter, or any platforms like that, and I find a game interesting and I pitch it to you guys, just so you guys can be aware of it and you can go back it if you feel like it, or fund it, or wherever, whatever you want, term you want to use for whatever platform you're using for your kickstarting projects. So basically, the game I'm promoting this week is called Breaking Point. So Breaking Point, I think they just started the Kickstarter. It says 28 days left to go. 28 days to go. Yeah, so it's called Breaking Point, and the title, I guess the pitching line at the top there, it says Breaking Point is a persistent sandbox survival horror game with an emphasis on atmosphere, gunplay, and true modern horror elements. So a bit about the game itself. It's made by Alberin Games, PTY LTD. I don't know what PTY means. So far they have received 86,247 Australian dollars, which pledged out of 403,000 Australian dollars. So I don't know how much that's in American. You're gonna have to convert that for yourself if you guys don't know what that is. So far, there is 1,025 backers for the game itself. So, and of course, so the funding ends on June 21st, at 10 p.m. Eastern time. So a bit about the game, let's go. So what is Breaking Point? So the little description here says, Breaking Point is a persistent permanent death online multiplayer survival game set in the decades following the downfall of modern society to a deadly viral outbreak. Our goal is to provide a balanced mixture of survival realism with a gameplay of a modern military shooter, a massive open world with hardcore survival and combat elements, in-depth environmental interaction, and terrifying and intelligent AI. Your goal is to carve out your own space in this hostile world and decide whether or not to take part in a war that is raging between the rival faction that have taken over the land, surviving means making an alliance and taking what you need from opposing factions, whether it to be skills, resources, or their lives. So yeah, the thing continues. It shows who's supporting who. Big influencers are supporting them, and then they have all their tiers. Which the game, hopefully, the trailer is being played right now on the YouTube version of this video. You can check that out. If not, I will be posting a link to the. If you don't have time to watch the YouTube video, you can still go to the YouTube video description, and you'll see the link to the trailer that you guys can go check out there. Yeah, the video does look nice. It looks like a mixture of Arma and Arma 3, and then what other games? Because any like Arma 3, H1Z1, the Just Survive portion of it, and or what is the other game? I keep forgetting. Why do I forget that game? DayZ. Yeah, DayZ would be something like that. When you're looking at the trailer, it looks pretty promising. It looks pretty good. Definitely, you guys can. I'll leave a link in the description below, either on the MeTimeGamer.com post, the podcast post, or on the YouTube page. You guys can go check out the Kickstarter page there. So the game looks pretty awesome. Definitely go check it out. And that's going to be it for the Kickstarting. Alright guys, so that brings us to the end of the podcast this week. Hopefully you guys enjoyed. Sorry I had to cut out a couple of times there. I had a couple of things to attend to in my all day-to-day life. Wife calling, the kid calling upstairs because she's out of bed or something like that. And hopefully you guys enjoyed. Of course, if you enjoyed, of course, like I said at the beginning, rate the podcast on iTunes. I really appreciate it. And of course, you can rate the podcast on Stitcher and Google Play too. I think so. I'm not 100% sure, but I'm pretty sure we can do that. Share the podcast with your friends and all that stuff. Definitely go subscribe to follow me over on Twitch and Twitter, and subscribe on YouTube. I really appreciate if you guys go check out on YouTube. I'm working really hard over there on YouTube, and of course on Twitch, but especially on YouTube, to get the subscriber count up. I do feel like for some reason a lot of people are viewing my videos. Like I'm almost at 30,000 views on my channel, but nobody's subscribing to the, well, people, I'm right now I'm going at about one or two subscriber a day. So it's going up, but it's not going up as fast as I would like it to be. Of course, I'm doing this more for fun, but of course I do like to see growth of some kind. It is growing, but not at the pace that I would assume it would. But hey, who knows? It might change in the future, or I don't know. So enough of that jibber jabber. Of course, if you want to support the podcast, you can do so by going to patreon.com/MeTimeGamer. There's no really rewards of per se, but you can support support everything I do as a content creator with the $5 tier. And of course, from there you can do it or not if you want, or you can go on twitch.tv while I'm streaming, donate there whatever you want, $1, $2, or I think $1 is the minimum you can actually donate. Or of course, just when you're going on YouTube, watch the ad before. It helps out the channel. Basically, what I'm trying to do is I need eventually a new computer to make everything go faster, recording better, get rid of some of the static when I'm recording or stuff like that, because a laptop creates a lot of static. It's weird. It's complicated. Of course, if you want to get in contact with me for either comments, critique, something I could change in the podcast, you can do so in the comments of the YouTube video itself, or you can do it at podcast@metimegamer.com. Sorry, I haven't promoted that link in that email in a while. So yeah, you can do that at podcast@metimegamer.com. Of course, you can also send me if you want to support. If you want to also put an ad on the podcast, you can do that there or on at contact@metimegamer.com. Goes to the same. I'll see it either way. And that's gonna be it for this week's podcast. Hopefully, you guys enjoyed. I enjoyed talking to you guys. That was fun. We're heading on to 30 minutes there, so that's going to be enough for today. So thank you so much, guys, for watching. Like and follow and do all those things everywhere. I really appreciate that. Leave a comment. If you guys just say you want to leave your opinion about what stuff did I talk today, of course, do so. And I'll be glad to answer it. Usually, I'm pretty quick to answer. So you guys can definitely do that. So thank you so much, guys, for watching and listening. And I will see you in the next podcast or video. Keep on keeping on.